Welcome to Faith and Family, a radio outreach of Family Life Center International. And now from Greenville, South Carolina, here's your host, Steve Wood.
Hello, this is Steve Wood, and welcome to Faith and Family. Thank you for joining us today as we launch into a new teaching series entitled How to Prepare Catholic Youth for Life in a Homosexual Culture. Here's the premise of this entire series. We are not only going to have same-sex marriage and open homosexuality as isolated figures within our culture. Rather, we are racing towards the homosexualization of the entire American culture. There has been a stunning moral decline in just the past decade. Just think back, if you can, to May 17th, the year 2004, barely a decade ago, when Massachusetts became the first U.S. state to legalize same-sex marriage. Let's just jump forward a little bit over a decade to today, and we find not just one, Massachusetts, but 37 states and the District of Columbia allowing same-sex marriage. That's an area covering about 70% of the entire U.S. population. Worldwide, the infection spreads. In my count, at least 18 countries have legalized same-sex marriage. Some of the notable exceptions would be Russia, at least outlawing, trying to convince young people that this is a worthwhile lifestyle. Countries in Africa are resisting this, as well as Muslim countries. Here in the United States, we're expecting a ruling from the Supreme Court in June. It would not surprise me that they may legalize same-sex marriage nationwide. And as same-sex marriage and the spread of homosexual acts go through our country, it will fundamentally transform us. I'm going to give you some highlights from an article on our website, dads.org, entitled Gender Mainstreaming, The Secret Revolution. Again, that title is Gender Mainstreaming, The Secret Revolution. It's in the article section of dads.org, and when you go there, there's a search box. Just type in gender mainstreaming. It'll bring you right to the article, which highlights what's going on in the European Union. Did you know at German universities there are 29 institutes for gender studies with the goal of eliminating heteronormative viewpoints? In Vienna, the Child Care Association provides boys with a basket of cosmetics and princess dresses. In EU documents, homophobia is the same criminal category as racism and anti-Semitism. And in 2006, the EU announced its intention to eradicate homophobia through educational measures, by laws, and by, quote, strictly monitoring administrative regulations. And what is going on in the European Union is coming here. General Petraeus, who is obediently following globalist blueprints, is seeking to bring about what is called the North American Union, something reflecting the European Union. And when you have transnational powers, they will, like the EU, impose by force the homosexualization of the Americas, as we see currently underway in Europe. Make no mistake, the main attack against the Christian faith in our day is through sexuality, especially the social acceptance of homosexual acts, and the young are the special focus of the attack. It's very disheartening to me to witness that there are many pastors and priests, Protestant and Catholic, who have already left the field of battle. They don't want to fight this. They see this as an overriding tide coming across our culture, and it is an overriding tide coming across our culture, but it doesn't mean we quit. These pastors and priests who have basically left this field of battle vainly imagine that they're going to be safe from the onslaught of the homosexualization of America. Now, obviously, they don't need to get in the middle as pastors and priests of the political and legal battles, but they do need to protect the little lambs, that is, our children, our grandchildren, our youth, and our young adults. John chapter 10 and verse 12, with Jesus speaking, says, "He who is a hireling and not a shepherd sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees." Jesus is the good shepherd, and we are to, like him, protect our little ones. And that's the goal of this and whole series on how to prepare Catholic youth for life in a homosexual culture. We see the wolf coming, and he wants to devour the little lambs and the sheep, and they need protection, they need fortification, they need preparation. Now, those who are in the church who imagine they can kind of escape from this battle, for a while, they will be exempt, churches, from the anti-homophobia laws. But mark my word, it's only a question of time until their sanctuaries, their church halls, their schools will eventually come under the thumb of the culturally hallowed sodomy. They can then scream all they want, religious freedom, but there will be no religious freedom to criticize homosexual behavior in any fashion, in any place, by anyone, including pastors in the pulpit who want to keep their tax-exempt status. The battle is on. The wolf is on the way. And what's the target or targets of this homosexual activism? Well, obviously, right up front, it's our children and grandchildren. And once you can confuse and obscure and destroy the biological sexual identities of children, particularly through public education, the future of a homosexual society is guaranteed. See what's happening in California. And this is happening right now. This isn't happening in communist China. This isn't happening across the ocean in Europe. This is happening in continental United States. And this comes from the website SaveCalifornia.com, and they list 10 public school indoctrination laws that have already been passed. The Assembly Bill 1266, signed by Governor Jerry Brown in 2013, requiring K through 12 public schools to permit biological boys in girls' restrooms, showers, clubs, and sports teams, and biological girls in boys' restrooms, showers, and sports teams. You see, a handful of children who really need counseling are now permitted to go in the other gender's restrooms through Assembly Bill 1266. Again, this is already passed. Senate Bill 48, signed by Governor Jerry Brown in 2011, mandates that children from kindergarten through 12th grade have to have instruction in social sciences to admire, quote, the role and contributions of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender Americans, unquote. And this includes influencing textbooks. Instructional materials must positively promote lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender Americans as role models. Children as young as 6 will be taught to admire homosexuals and same-sex marriages and bisexuality. Teachers will be made to positively portray homosexuality, same-sex marriages, and such, because if they're just silent, they could then bring the charge upon themselves as reflecting adversely or promoting a discriminatory bias. In other words, as a teacher, you just can't keep your mouth shut. Parents will not be notified if their children have to be taken out of school if they're questioning their sexual identities and stuff. This is from Senate Bill 543, signed by Governor Schwarzenegger, that a child can be removed from the school and taken to a pro-homosexual counselor without the parent's knowledge. And then there's a bill that basically has mandatory counseling for any child or student who is accused of hate, intolerance, or discrimination by peacefully writing or speaking against the unnatural lifestyles of sexual orientation. There's several more. Let me just, I guess, close with this one. There's a bill permitting teachers, that's already passed, and students to openly proclaim and display their homosexuality, bisexuality, and transsexuality, even permitting cross-dressing teachers, school employees, and students on campus, in classrooms, and in restrooms. Folks, that's just California. And you think, well, California sometimes is a little left coast. Well, it is, but it will work its way east. In fact, it has worked its way east. The National Education Association, which covers all of the United States, has adopted a resolution urging schools to develop programs that increase acceptance of and sensitivity to diverse groups, and you guessed it, including homosexuals. In 2008, the U.S. Court of Appeals of the First District affirmed that public school teachers in Massachusetts have the constitutional right. Boy, isn't it a surprise that those signers of the Constitution risk their lives for this? That the teachers have a constitutional right to instruct their children regarding the normalcy of homosexuality and to do so without notifying parents. Now, here's one that may have slipped by you, including the national news. In 2009, President Obama appointed Kevin Jennings to be the Assistant Deputy Secretary to the Office of Safe and Drug-Free Schools. Boy, doesn't that sound nice. The president providing a special office to make the school safe. And of course, part of this campaign is to prevent bullying. You need to be aware that safe schools, and nobody likes bullying, of course, but what's behind the bullying is anybody who would dare say anything negative about homosexuality. Well, in any case, this official, Kevin Jennings, that President Obama appointed to be Secretary of the Office of Safe and Drug-Free Schools, founded the Gay and Lesbian Independent School Teachers Education Network. In 1995, Mr. Jennings said in a speech that the best way to win the cultural war for gay activists is through public schools and packaging gay rights as a safety issue. You hear about this all on the news, the bullying. Well, this is where it came from. A man who openly has written books on gay rights, who came out as a gay in front of his students and founded the Gay and Lesbian Independent School Teachers Education Network. This is the man for, 2009 to 2011, President Obama had in charge of making our schools safe. And let me make a final point regarding our schools. Public schools are fast becoming militant homosexual indoctrination centers. You're going to have to make alternative plans for the education of your children if they're currently in public schools. And anyone, and I know there's some well-intentioned people who like Common Core, but anyone promoting Common Core needs to realize that Common Core will simply complete the federal control over school curriculums, and it will effectively eliminate any future state and local resistance to the homosexualizing of our children and grandchildren in public schools. We don't want further federal control. We don't want further transnational control over our children through the UN, the EU, or a North American Union. Now, this isn't just going on in schools. The homosexual movement and activists in our culture are targeting businesses. And I'm sure all of you know by now the Colorado baker Jack Phillips, found of discriminating because he wouldn't bake a cake for some homosexuals who wanted a cake for their same-sex wedding. Mr. Phillips not only was found guilty, but he was required by the judge to bake the cake. And then even this is not communist Russia going to the re-education camps, but this baker, Jack Phillips, was required to go to state-sanctioned sensitivity training so that he would have his head adjusted, so that he'd be properly disposed towards same-sex couples. And his entire staff would be required to make sure their thinking was in harmony with Colorado's non-discrimination statute. Now, many people think Colorado's a haven of freedom because it allows everyone to smoke lots of marijuana. Well, I think Colorado's political correctness is fast creating a state of tyranny that overrules a Christian man's well-formed conscience. I don't think the homosexual activists are targeting the media. What, you say? Yeah, they don't need targeting. They're already totally complicit in this final phase of the sexual revolution. They're targeting religion. You probably are aware that there's a host of mainline Protestant denominations allowing what they call blessing ceremonies, or even their ministers or ministeresses performing same-sex weddings. George Barna has something shocking regarding the targeting of religion, that between 2003 and 2013, practicing Catholics, the percentage in favor of changing laws to enable more freedom for lesbians and gays and bisexuals and such, went from 35% approving, that's practicing Catholics, to 57%. Barna mentioned that practicing Catholics are some of the most likely to have changed their views on this question and their view of the moral acceptability of same-sex relationships has nearly doubled in the past decade. And this is practicing Catholics. You know why I'm concerned about what's going on? If adults have a 25% leap in acceptance of these homosexual issues in just a decade, what's going on with our children? What's going on with our youth? And of course, there's been a targeting of our youth. A lot of people are hoping for the Republicans to set the country right after years of Democratic rule, which obviously is very favorable to the homosexual movement. Well, in 2014, the Pew Research Center found that 61% of Republicans aged 30 or younger support same-sex marriage. 61% of Republicans aged 30 or younger. So the future for the Republicans, even if they have a resistance now, may not be a whole lot coming down the pike. What about Catholic youth? Remember the Knights of Columbus survey, which is a very important survey of Catholic youth, they found that only 37% of Catholic millennials said that same-sex marriage was morally wrong. In other words, the balance has been tipped. Well over half of Catholic millennials are already been taken by the wrong camp. And of course, in our culture, there's been a targeting of the Boy Scouts. They've won round one there, and they're going to go for active scout leaders. Just wait. The military, they've targeted and basically won several rounds there. You watch what's going to happen for professional certifications and associations. You want to be a professional counselor. You want to be a public school teacher. Who knows? Maybe even medicine and law, whatever. I had to let one of my professional certifications lapse because I couldn't sign their homophobia, basically, anti-homophobia statement. So things are being targeted across the board. The homosexual movement is targeting Republicans. Now, like the media, the Democrats don't need targeting because they've basically already bit into the whole movement, with a few exceptions, of course. But BuzzFeed this week had some very interesting things to say about some of the leading Republican candidates for president of the United States. In fact, one of the leading candidates for the Republican primary has a campaign manager who urged the Republican Party to adopt a pro-life agenda. He also has a chief strategist who signed a Supreme Court brief arguing for marriage equality in California. He also has a longtime advisor who encouraged her minister to stick to his guns in preaching equality for same-sex couples. And he also has a communication director who is openly gay. Yet he says he stands for traditional marriage. Do you think he's going to do a whole lot to save traditional marriage with such people running his campaign, his manager, strategist, advisor, and communications director? You decide. We're also targeting other nations. The United States is not only forcing this through public schools and associations and media and universities, we're also targeting other nations. The U.S. State Department under Secretary Hillary Clinton announced that the department would weigh how a country treated its gay and lesbian citizens when making foreign aid decisions. In other words, the poor countries in Africa where people are starving, whether or not aid would be made available would depend whether or not they would withdraw some of their legislation prohibiting open homosexuality. It goes further. The U.S. State Department under Secretary John Kerry, for the first time ever, appointed a special envoy for the human rights of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender persons. Did you hear this? That the State Department of the United States has to have a special envoy to promote the human rights of lesbian, gay, and bisexual persons. In other words, the United States is carrying the rainbow flag, not the stars and stripes, the rainbow flag around the world. And through the actions of Hillary Clinton, which have not been rescinded, we are forcing even other nations who still have their moral sense, their cultural sense, and their love for traditional family, we're trying to force them to change. It's a serious situation, folks, and this first episode has simply tried to highlight the difficult challenge we are facing in preparing our children and grandchildren to face the homosexualization of American culture. I've just scratched the surface, and I really don't want to scratch any more of the surface, but we need to really diagnose the problem before we can have a genuine solution. If you go to the doctor and you think you have something wrong with you, you know, he's going to listen to your heart and to your lungs. He might order a blood test, or if things look maybe even a little bit more serious, might ask for an X-ray or an MRI, but really want to get through and get a diagnosis. And then once you have the proper diagnosis, you can then have a remedy. And I think part of the reason we're not alert to what needs to be done to prepare young people for what's ahead is that we're seeing this as an isolated phenomena that we're going to have to deal with in our culture. In other words, we're going to have same-sex marriage at the county courthouse. No, it's not just that. It's going to be pervasive. It's going to be in churches. It's going to be in youth. It's going to be in universities. It's going to be in the media. It's going to be in politics. It's going to be in professional associations. It's going to be in the military. It's going to be in the scouts. You name it. And so our whole culture is going to be drowning in sexual immorality as we continue to plunge into the final phase of the sexual revolution. Realizing that, then we need to form a strategy. And I'll just give a little bit away for next week. In that next week, I'm going to highlight two things. What doesn't effectively prepare you for living in a homosexual culture? And then secondly, I want to highlight what does prepare youth for living in the midst of a homosexual culture. But just from the statistics that I've already mentioned, that Catholic youth are not really holding up. In fact, practicing Catholics are not holding up to what the homosexualization of American culture is able to do. And so what do you do then? If what isn't working in the face of this homosexual assault on American culture, if what isn't working is simply doubled up, do you think that will stop it? I really don't. And so I have some things to share with you both next week and the weeks after that, that quite frankly are going to sound a little different. I don't think you've maybe even heard them mentioned on Catholic radio as the primary strategy, especially for equipping our youth to resist the homosexual culture. Thanks for listening to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Steve Wood. You can always check in with us at dads.org or familylifecenter.net. Until next time, remember the words of St. John Paul II, "The future of the church and of the world passes through the family, your family."
Faith and Family is a radio outreach of Family Life Center International. Visit us online at familylifecenter.net. To order a CD copy of today's broadcast, order online at www.familylifecenter.net.